I am going to travel to 20 countries for free.
This is my bet for the night.
No, forbidden.
I am starting my journey in the capital of Austria, Vienna, and I already found my first friend.
You are speaking to the phone?
My dad.
Wait, which channel does he have on YouTube?
Traveling the world with no money.
Where did you start?
I started from Vienna.
I love the ambition and the enthusiasm.
My first night arrived and I had no place to stay and no food.
I make a new friend. What's your name?
It's Robert.
This is your home.
This is my home. My life. How are you?
I said to Robert that I was starving and he suggested me an idea.
A lot of people leave food in their table, so I'm going to eat that food now.
After eating food, I was searching for a place to stay and I realized the area is not safe. Looking to get out of trouble, I found the homeless area to spend the night.
It's too cold to sleep. They have things. I don't have any.
Austria was so hard to navigate without money, so I decided to move to the next country.
I have to steal those bags.
Get in the luggage room. The driver is putting his luggage, so maybe it will be difficult to get in.
While the bus driver was checking people, I found the right moment to sneak in the bus luggage.
Sneak in the bus.
My God. This is my home.
I make a bed with bugs.
I will sleep.
Oh my God. A good thing I have a small window there.
Once the bus arrived and they opened the luggage door, I started running and the people were so confused.
We are in Prague, Czech Republic.
I have a friend that lives in Czech Republic and he invited me to spend the night with him. In this challenge, I'm only allowed to use my environment, so my friend buying me stuff is acceptable. He bought me food and he invited me to go to the club with his friend. Hanging out with people from different cultures was eye-opening to me.
Good morning. Few things I learned about Prague is they consume a lot of alcohol. Today we are going to Paris.
I will show you exactly how I steal the train.
I waited for someone to pay the train and I tailgated behind them. I found the right train and I snuck in and locked myself in the bathroom.
Glitch that will save you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of euro from me to you.
Mwah. I was sitting in the train toilet for 12 hours straight.
In this door, I go down, I open the door and I walk outside when the train stops.
Ladies and gentlemen,
as soon as I arrive, I went for a run because I believe it's the best way to explore the city.
I saw some chocolates from the hotel.
I didn't even sleep for 1 minute and they kicked me out. Do I look like a homeless person?
This is my bed for the night.
I have a view and I've been through worse. This is palace for me. Good night.
Good morning. Thank you for the coffee.
In my search for food, I found a food market and here is me eating all the free samples.
Not so much.
Now with a full stomach, I was ready for my next adventure, to sneak in the bus to Belgium.
I think I have a good plan.
Sneak in the bus.
We started my plan work.
I arrived in Brussels.
Walking around, I found a random guy in the streets with a skateboard.
So I'm with the coolest guy from Belgium. It was great to meet you. Bought me chocolates.
Yeah.
You have to try one. He invited me to his place.
Yes. He took care of me. He cooked food and after 5 days, I finally had a shower.
Night.
I always wanted to skateboard.
Yeah, good.
I'm very glad.
By traveling, you meet a lot of people and you make a lot of friends. But the interesting thing is that you have to leave friends behind.
Now we have to go to another city. I'm in the train because it's the border here.
Toilet, baby.
I found a glitch in stealing the train.
A person I met in the train introduced me to an application called Couchsurfing, which allows you to stay in strangers' houses. So I gave it a try in Amsterdam.
We are in the supermarket.
Free food.
I am very excited. The coolest person hosts me in his house. He's a university teacher.
He welcomed me with a sign that had my name on it. The house was amazing and he cooked food for me. I felt like I was in a 5-star hotel. Despite how much fun I was having with the professor, I wanted to go out, find some friends and do what adults do in Amsterdam.
It's a crazy city. Legal. So I was speaking with Nikos now and he told me if they caught you peeing, it's 90 euro. If they take you masturbating in public, the fine is 70 euro. So if they take you peeing, say that you are masturbating, you are going to pay less. Travel hacks. All my life.
YouTube will not allow me to say what happened this night, so let's move on to the next day.
Thanks for making these 2 days great.
This was great, guy, by the way.
It was the best experience that I can have because you make me feel like it's my house. Thanks for everything.
The professor gave me some food supplies for the next days, and now the biggest challenge yet. I had to find a way to sneak in a ferry to travel across the sea to Scotland.
Finally, I'm here. This one is leaving, and the next one is coming.
No. Forbidden.
I was caught, so I had no choice than to raise money for a tip.
I'm trying to collect money. He gave me 10 euro.
Thank you.
I'm very emotional. From the morning, I collected 34 euro and I won another 5 euro to have 39 to take the ferry boat. These people give me 1 euro 20 cents.
Thank you.
I have 38 euro and 20 cents and I need another 80 cents.
He
bought me M&M's.
I'm so excited to be in Scotland because my girlfriend is studying here in the university. Today is her birthday and she has no idea that I'm going to surprise her.
That's the house. Now I'm waiting them to send me a message. She's in her room so I can go to the kitchen. Now we are in Scotland in the university here with Cassandra.
My girlfriend and all my friends chose to study at the university, but I consciously decided to learn in a different way by traveling and experiencing the real world.
We like each other. We had a good time together, didn't we? Yes, we had a good time together. I'm here with Cassandra in Scotland for 5 days. Her university is like heaven. I had one of the most beautiful days of my journey so far here.
After a week, it was time to move on, but Cassandra wanted to join me on my no money adventure, and we both snuck on the train to London.
People are getting out of
the toilet. This boy was shocked watching a couple walking out of the train toilet. But we already arrived in my sister's apartment in London.
We are here to my sister. My sister, I love you, Anna. Bought me some things from Amazon.
Since I'm allowed to use my environment, my sister bought me a sleeping bag for me to use in the next countries.
This year I'm not going to do Christmas with my family.
Bye!
I say goodbye to my sister and my girlfriend, and I'm ready to visit a place that I was always dreaming to go.
My sister booked flights from here to India. This flight have free food, and I'm taking double meal every time that they give food. Bye. It's cool when you arrive in a new country and you don't have a place to stay, you don't have money, you don't know how you are going to transport. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in India.
Spending 3 hours in India, I was confused and fascinated. This place is unlike anything I ever experienced.
I'm going to pay
the bike with Oreo. Let's go.
This guy was cycling for 2 hours to take me to my couch surfing for just a pack of Oreos. And I felt bad and I gave him my hoodie.
I searched the couch surfing. Is that building?
This is my food.
This is the what? Shower.
Done.
This
woman was full of love and she treated me like her son. She showed me around and she brought me to a lot of interesting places. While I was exploring, I walked into a school and that was the best decision of my life. It was their first time seeing a white person. Dozens of kids surrounded me to play. We didn't speak the same language, but we communicated with our emotions. They were full of life and love.
Ah. Ah. Ow. Ow. Ah.
They were going Taj Mahal.
Thank you.
I told them I have no money and they paid for my ticket.
Taj Mahal was magical.
This is the best destination that I've been in my life. I have no words to describe you how I'm feeling right now. This is what traveling is about. This is what...
Right after Taj Mahal, I headed towards my next destination, Nepal.
This is the Indian border. There is the Nepal border. If I walk there, I'm going to reach 9 countries. We are in 9 countries.
Monkeys.
Monkeys. Couchsurfing is the best application in the world.
Good morning, and now we are going to do farming.
This is Kapilvastu Agriculture Farm.
It's all their land that grow food for the goats.
I decided that I'm going to cut my goal.
I decided that spending Christmas with my family is more important than me achieving my goals. So I failed the challenge and I'm going back to Cyprus to surprise my family.
Yes!
Yes!
Thank you.